Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
This ball driven deep to left field. Ball game over. La Pina power. Fifth walk-off of the season for the Astros, the second with a home run, and the celebration about to start at home plate.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
Oh, apparently we can have La Pina power, but we can't have white power? Okay. By the way,
pineapple power. Oh yeah, Rafael. So Rafael Dickerson says, "How about your boy Tyler White power with K after K after K batting fifth behind Yordan?" I'm like, wait a minute. So I went to the game cast. It's his K. First three at bats were K, K, and then the third one,
K.
White power.
Oh. Seemingly, his average
didn't do that on
same.
Purpose. He didn't do that on purpose.
I would not think so.
I think it's just ingrained in him.
he couldn't help it.
No, he can't help it.
Genetic.
It's a nature versus nurture thing, isn't it?
So
he's hitting 212. I swear he was hitting 212 before the game. I feel like right now he's at a point where the average is saying we're good. We'll just park it here. We don't want to go any lower. Out of respect to your hot month last year.
Yeah. So. So there's a couple videos. I just got on Barstool today. I haven't seen it in a while. There's a guy, a really fat guy that got pushed onto a luggage rack, you know, at the airport that goes around the luggage thing, carousel. He got pushed on. He couldn't get off of it. It's actually kind of funny.
No.
And then the other one is you got to scroll down a little bit more. An umpire in a game. Stops the game. It looks like some kind of, it might be a college, maybe not college, but some kind of a, I don't know, older kids game. Stops the game and just walks over a couple of steps and hurls and hurls and hurls. I mean, like a freaking waterfall, this dude is hurling. If you like to see good throw up, then you got to see this one. Everybody likes a good throw up, right?
I do.
Yeah.
And well, as long as it's watery.
For some reason, in the
like
middle of it.
Like the baseball ump that I saw the other day.
He had to check his cup in the middle of it for some reason. He was, wow. He, okay. For some.
This is too much. We can make our little jokes. I don't even think I can say this. I can't even say it on the air, but I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Ice Jelski says, nice to see, and he tags Daryl Morey's name, being a good little cuckold. Off in a corner while the real men are doing the work.
That's not, no.
That's, no.
Here's the deal is Daryl, and everybody thought, well, they didn't do anything during the draft. They had a deal done during the draft, done, and got scooped right in front of them. Daryl had a pick for a player right around pick 22, if you want to know the truth.
Which player?
Done. And scooped in, and a team scooped in right in front of them.
Did they want Brandon Clark?
Yep.
Yeah.
They had him done. They had it done.
So, much like Brian Gain and the Texans, who were waiting.
For Andre Dillard.
Yeah. And what number pick was that again?
I think it was 22.
Huh. Is there a GM that Tillman really wants, and Daryl's going to get fired?
No, that's not why Brian Gain. That's not why Brian Gain got fired. He got fired because Nick Caserio wanted the job.
That's what I'm saying. Is there a GM out there
that to wants just the job?
Complete the cycle.
No, Daryl just got. So did Brian Gain. Brian
Gain just signed a 5-year deal too, right, along with each other.
Right. Yeah, but.
His comment's way too much.
No, that's way too much.
Daryl's trying dusty.
Guess what?
Land
you
guy.
Just got blocked by Daryl Morey.
But he has actually landed a bunch of different guys. He went after Jimmy. I got to ask you about this one. So the Rockets don't get Jimmy Butler. It's a very moderate deal. How are the Heat making this work for the sign and trade? Because Josh Richardson doesn't make that much. What are they doing?
Well,
are they under the cap?
They had a deal in place in their eyes to send Goran Dragic to play with the Slovenian teammate, Luka. Mm-hmm. Luka looks up to Goran. They played on a Slovenian team that won a Euro title. So they thought
team.
They had a deal in place. And then all of a sudden the Dallas Mavericks are like, no, we actually wanted Kelly Olynyk and Derrick Jones Jr., which I guess you could say it's fine, except that it would be against the rules because the Heat would be hard capped, and it still doesn't give them enough money to bring in Jimmy Butler. So there's no way the Heat thought they were sending Kelly Olynyk and and Derrick Jones Jr. to the Mavericks. The Mavericks tried to pull a little switcheroo because they're trying to milk the Heat for more compensation in return. So that's what the deal was. Goran's like 19.7. Josh is about 11, whatever. That would have made the deal work. Kelly Olynyk and Derrick Jones Jr. come out to be about 13. So the deal wasn't going to work that way. The Mavericks leaked it to their media. No, we wanted these two. The Heat thought we wanted these other guys. How could you mix up two guys for one? So now they're still looking for a place to dump Goran Dragic. The problem is for the Mavericks, they don't have a point guard on their roster. They thought they're going to get Patrick Beverley. He re-signed with the Clippers.
So why don't they just keep Dragic?
What?
Why don't they just keep Dragic?
Because they're trying to milk the Heat for more. That's what this is about. Hey, we'll take them, but you want to throw in like compensation with the pick? Because we know you're just dumping salary because the Heat have to make this deal work. The Sixers need it to work too because without Richardson, they still have the cap hold on Butler, and then they can't sign Al Horford. So a lot of two teams are waiting for the Mavericks to either change their mind or that Heat would have to dump Goran someplace else.
Why would Jimmy Butler go to the Heat?
Well, he has a connection with Wade. That's first off.
But Wade's not playing.
And he wants to be the guy, and the Heat apparently sold him.
But hold on. What's the Dwayne Wade connection
what's around
have to do
him?
With anything?
They both played at Marquette, and I don't know. The way that the Heat treat their star players, Jimmy wants that.
What's around him?
Well, they sold him on the possibility because even if he stays, would come off the books next summer. Hassan Whiteside's $27 million that comes off the books next summer. So that's about $46 million. Now, there's some salary cap things where they're over the cap anyway. But that's $46 million in money coming off the books where they'd be players next offseason to go find a guy too.
It's still if you compared the two, even though I think Houston's a volatile situation, it's not even close. Houston is in the mix to be Western Conference champ.
We don't know what Jimmy wants. Jimmy apparently doesn't want to be second or third wheel.
Well, so I'm wondering if Jimmy wants to be number one and if it's like he wants to live that.
He's living the Kyrie life?
South Miami, you know.
Well, he's not Kyrie.
Does he want to live that South?
Okay, really? Because he wants Kyrie wanted to be the guy too. How'd that work out for him in Boston?
I think
both guys are. Can blow up a locker room.
But I think he wants to live it. Here's my point. Is this just about quality of life that he wants to live in the party haven in Miami?
Oh, he's not looked at as that type of guy on the court, so I'm not sure if it's just a party haven. He just respects the Heat as an organization.
Oh, now here's Dell. Miami Dell with like,
that's what they said.
Just a top-notch
organization. Oh, you mean the one that's won three titles since 2006? That organization?
Whenever they borrow players.
Whatever.
Did you borrow Chris Paul?
No, they made a long-term commitment to him.
Oh, they signed Wade and, I mean, Bosh and LeBron to 4 years.
Oh,
that's a long-term
happened.
Commitment.
I'm coming home.
But did two titles come before that and four finals appearances?
LeBron is leaving and he's going home for a very brief stay.
Yeah, you can play this game, but one organization, three titles since 2006. The other organization, no titles since 2006.
Yeah, guess what?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a much more respected organization.
No, it is not.
Much more.
Okay, let me ask you guys this question.
It doesn't look like people. Now, do you think that James is starting to, is it getting hard to get people
to
come play with
James?
Yes.
You think so? What, starting to? All right, let me ask you guys this question. Will James Dolan look like a genius in 4 years for not wanting to give Kevin Durant wanting to give Kevin Durant max dollars.
They'll still think he's a dope.
He's not going to look like a genius. Reword it. Is he going to be? Are they going to get?
Will he be vindicated?
I think there's a chance.
A chance.
I don't think he's ever going to have a vindication. James Dolan is so behated instead of beloved. He's behated that I don't think anything's going to be a vindication. Like, no one's going to put anything in the check mark in his category. Like, well, that's a pretty good point you made there, Jimmy. No one's going to do that. But I do think there is a chance this Nets thing could blow up. And I do think Kyrie. Now, if it's Kevin Durant had never gotten hurt, this is a no. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. I think the Knicks were actually pretty smart for doing this, but they had to know that they weren't going to get him unless they just felt like the power of New York could bring him in. Well, here's something to worry about. Well, he's still going to be paying the same taxes in Brooklyn as opposed to New York. It is amazing that the Brooklyn Nets, from where they were just 2 years ago to where they are now, not this year, they won't be a title contender this year, but in 2 years they might be. It's amazing how quickly their fortunes have changed and how quickly the Knicks, who are sitting there with Kristaps Porzingis, like, wow, what a steal Porzingis was. Now, it looks like New York, I don't know when New York's ever going to get back.
My God. Well, they have picked up Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, Reggie Bullock, and Taj Gibson.
They signed three power forwards.
Oh, my God. They signed a bunch of...
But they're short-term deals. They're set as 3 years, but they're like 2 years in a team option.
Bunch of three, fours.
They can get off of them.
Well, Randall was three, right?
Two plus a team option.
Oh, okay.
So they can get off these guys in 2021 when more free agents are available.
That team won't win 40. That team can't win 40.
Well, they better hope not. They better hope they're another lottery team.
That team is a 20-some-odd win team.
Yeah, because next offseason, what's going to be available?
The thought is only Anthony Davis, and we know he's going to be a Laker. There's nothing available, so they set it up where they have another go around when a lot more guys are available in 2021.
So Jimmy Butler's not getting anything next year either. You gets nothing in Miami, Jimmy Butler. You could have come to Houston
and won it all.
36 points a game, J-Mo.
Does that seem like an attractive thing to Jimmy Butler?
Yeah,
watching
you want
a guy
to
go for 36 points.
If you want to win the division, yeah.
Is that what you're looking
for?
You
want to win division champs? Yes or no?
No, I don't think that's what people care about anymore here.
This is the first time I've seen people start turning on Daryl Morey. And I think it's because they won't shut up. They keep talking too much now. And this too much stuff that they're leaking. The leaks there.
Not only leak, but basically major announcements. We want Jimmy Butler. Why not just go behind the scenes and get Jimmy Butler?
Just do it.
Did anybody talk about Butler to Miami?
What is it called?
Hope trafficking. That was what Daryl Morey was doing to the fan base. Jimmy Butler, there was talk about trading for Jimmy Butler when he got traded to the Sixers. Miami wanted him, apparently had a deal done. Tom Thibodeau reneged, and apparently Pat Riley called him an MF-er on the phone when he reneged on the deal. But Miami didn't announce it to the world or leak it to the world. Hey, we want Jimmy Butler. We're going to go after Jimmy Butler. They just worked in silence and got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What was the purpose of disappointing the fan base again this offseason? I don't get it.
I just think that there's no reason to scuttle your locker room and just shuffle.
Yeah.
Don't let everyone know all the time. The Rockets have a deal in place for Clint Capella. Why do you need to tell people that? Who's leaking
and
this?
And by the way, that everybody's on the trade block except James and Chris. Daryl actually tweeted out that James and Chris are not on the trade.
Here's an idea.
Never have been.
We know where this stuff comes from. Stop leaking it. Stop leaking stuff all over the place, Rockets, and just do your job. Greg says, I'm really tired of these Rockets. Morey constantly overplaying his hand, and nobody wants to play a James. And let's trade all of our guys for Jimmy Butt. Oops. Welcome back to the team, guys. I mean, this whole... I swear, y'all just need to stop talking and just build and try to win. You know, it really doesn't need to be... It's been a way too active offseason with negativity. Just no more telling us what you're going to do with Capella. Stop leaking everything where you're putting your game plan out there in case it falls apart. You show people how hard you're working. We get it. We know you're trying to do stuff. You don't have to tell. You just have to do it.
That's all.
You don't have to tell us about it. Just do it.
And you also have to build a patio.
Texas Custom Patios, the patio champions. They don't just win division championships. they win world titles of patios. And if you don't believe me, go to the website. Well, first of all, you should go to the Instagram page. Holy crap. The Instagram page for Texas Custom Patios, and you see some of the projects they're doing. It's ridiculous. They're doing like a $300,000 project, right? I couldn't even fathom this. I saw what the designs look like. It was this guy's going to have like 7 TVs in one area. This unbelievable outdoor kitchen and bar. I mean, for that much money, you can understand. But what they did for me was substantially less, and yet I couldn't love it more. We've got so much, and I'm thinking about having a kitchen added as well, because at Texas Custom Patios, this truly is a great outdoor living space that they're going to build for you. And they came in and cut a channel drain into mine in case water gets in there. It will funnel back out to a drain system that their drainage guy also put in for me to help me help me with my drainage in the backyard. They take a holistic approach to building a space that is either built onto your pre-existing structure that looks like it was there from the very beginning, or they can build one that's separate. They've got great floor. You know, they do great floors. They do great gutters. They do the roofing system the way it's supposed to be. And the design and the execution and the process is untouchable. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go look at what they did for my patio at TCPLance.com.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That would be interesting if Iguodala gets bought out. Rockets pick him up?
Some people think he might go to the Lakers because Rob Pelinka was his agent before he became a GM.
He'll go to the Lakers. He'll play LeBron and those guys.
Rockets have mid-level. What are the Lakers? What can they give him? Suck it, Lakers. I'm sick of the Lakers.
I thought the Rockets used some of the mid-level on Daniel House.
No, they were able to give him three. They signed him as their own guy.
Restricted. Was he restricted free agent? Because I thought that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was restricted.
Lamont asked, could Clint Capella become the 2019 version of Omer Asik? Remember how pissy Asik got when he found out he was being traded?
You got 4 years left on a $90 million deal. Suck it up, boy.
Yeah, but what about... you want to redo it?
That's aggressive.
So... But you know what? Robert Horry thought he was getting traded at one point.
Yeah, guess what he did? Hit game-winning shots. That's what he did.
Became a champion.
Yeah. All right. Stop already. You don't want to play for you anymore because you wanted to trade me. That made my pee-pee hurt. Just suck it up, okay? Stop already. Man, what a bunch of wussies this league is.
Clint Capella hasn't said anything.
Why are you getting mad at Clint Capella?
All the Lakers. LeBron wanted to trade me. So we're going to suck now. No, you're going to suck because you sucked. Okay? That's it.
Well, but that's another case where doing stuff publicly was a stupid move.
You disrespected me. I'm not coming back for the whole year.
How about just keep it quiet? Okay. How about keep things quiet if you're going to trade players? Don't put it out there like, well, the Rockets currently have... So my sources tell me, my sources in Houston from the front office tell me that a deal currently is in place for Clint Capella. If they are able to sign Jimmy Butler, they will finally get rid of what they call an atrocity of a contract. And they're also trying to, they're not trying at all to trade Chris Paul. Nothing is going on there. James and Chris love each other from what I'm hearing. They're big, big fans.
So
back to you guys.
So do you think it's a philosophy that they think it's better to do everything publicly, or they just can't help themselves? Is it a philosophy? Because you know, there are look at like there's a philosophy in New England. Don't say anything to anyone ever. No one knows our business.
No, it's become more. It's become much more. The James thing came out of nowhere. That was 2012. James Harden signing was out of no. The trade was out of nowhere.
Right.
No one was like, what? How'd the Rockets do this? A lot of their stuff has been out of nowhere. We didn't hear anything before the Pau Gasol deal went sideways. I don't even know that Chris Paul was something that we had heard was going to happen with the Rockets, was it?
No, that kind of
that was very, very quiet also. It's only in the postseason where Carmelo, like in it's an offseason where the Rockets make everything known. They want Carmelo. And I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about in past years where they let you know what they're doing. And it is almost like it is almost what Dell said, the hope trafficking, the hope peddling, where they want you to know they're active and they want you to, and it feels like maybe, I don't know, maybe they want to put it out there because they might entice other teams in for something or other players. I don't know. I don't know the benefit of doing it that way. I really don't. But they make a lot of stuff known in the off season, but the trades stay quiet.
All the D'Antoni stuff.
This off season's been bad.
It's been really bad. Between the Rockets and the Texans, I don't remember a worse off season in Houston. I don't remember since I've been here in '93. I don't remember a worse offseason than these two.
Hey, John, ask Dell if he swallows the Miami Heat or spit. That's what? That's a whole team. What is he talking about?
It's very difficult to do that.
What is he talking about, Dell?
Oh, because I said the Heat were, they have a good organization. That's all. And I responded with a Chris Bosh gif of him dropping champagne in his mouth when they won their title.
I see that right now. By the way, did you guys happen to see the most important person on Twitter now over the weekend? The brand new most important superhuman?
No, who?
His name is Superhuman. He's a stuntman.
You got in that rabbit hole, apparently.
I'm not the only one. Everybody, after I tweet, AJ Hoffman's like, I can't believe you did this to me. I can't stop watching these videos. I must have watched 60 videos, and that was only the beginning. There's some kid in his backyard who says, this is for the Juggalos and Juggalettes. That's the Insane Clown Posse followers. Don't try this at home. I hope you like it. And then he'll do things like do backflips on top of cactus. He'll do elbow smashes on top of microwaves or toasters.
He hurts himself.
He really legitimately hurts himself.
Is he special?
I just know that he's got a lot of Twitter followers now. No. They're rapidly. People can't stop watching.
What's his Twitter handle?
It's super. Oh, I started following him. It's super human. Okay, so it's superhuman. HUMMAN 1234. Here's what I think happened. This guy wants to be a. He's an Insane Clown Posse follower, a juggalo. He is a kid who loves backyard wrestling. He's probably done a bunch of these videos.
HUNM?
HUMM. Superhuman.
Oh, okay.
HUMMAN. Yesterday, he jumped on top of. He did a butt buster on top of fire and then immediately ran into a swimming pool. But he's up to 46,000 Twitter followers now. I think he's got a bunch of these things taped. How he came to my attention is he drank a bunch of hot sauce and then took his shirt off and kept running into a gate and then running into concrete. People were like, some guy said, hey, could you maybe grade this? Could you give me a draft breakdown of this guy? And I'm like, whoa. And so I clicked his name and there are tons. Oh, he joined in 2017.
Give it to me. Super
HUMMAN.
Oh, AHMM.
Yeah, human with two M's. Okay. That's what I should have said. Mm-hmm. 1234. And you just can't stop watching these videos because I laugh. I can't stop laughing every single time he does something. He does one where he'll just run and jump into a trash dumpster. He wants to be a stuntman.
He's got 46,000 followers.
Yeah. Oh, and basically in about the last 10 days. He's been on since 2017, but somehow somebody found him. Like, here's one, John, where he goes, this is his stunt. All he's doing is he's on a scooter, a push scooter, like a razor, and this is his stunt. Just goes flying into the bushes. He just goes flying. Now, other things like his elbow smashes on top of toasters, that doesn't look like it feels good at all.
Why does the other dude have a mask, a clown mask on?
Because he's also a juggalo, probably.
Oh, my God. There's something burnt. He's burning, and now he's on fire. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Watch it.
He's...
Okay, I got to... Because every once in a while, he'll say FTS. Right before he jumps, he'll go, bleep this, bleep. And then he'll jump. But this is one right here where... I got to turn the volume off. Where he'll just drink a bunch of hot sauce. You see what he does? And then he just runs backwards. He takes his shirt off and he runs as fast as he can into a trash can. And I don't think he's... This is his... And then he drinks milk at the end.
H-U-M-M-A-N. Yeah, superhuman.
He wants to be a stuntman. He wants to be a stuntman. Oh, and then he jumped into the trash can at the end.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be a stuntman, but the more you start watching, you can't. I haven't met one person who could watch, let's say, four and stop. If you start on the one, like, it's just too hard. It's just too hard.
He is special, though.
I don't know. I can tell you this. I'm trying to get him on the show.
Yeah?
I sent him a direct message, and I'm waiting to hear back. Oh, yeah.
He's... Something.
Which one did you just see? Wrong.
He jumped into a giant dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason.
Oh, keep going lower he's jumping up. No, backflips on top of barbed wire.
I'm taking a break right now here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day. Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
I'm Laura.
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So do you believe the Astros are out of it? Are out of their slump?
No, not necessarily.
They were playing Seattle.
You needed a Yuli to hit a home run in extras. You had one run.
And then a double in extras.
Yeah, you got off to
A double in extras. That's the first time since Bij did it that same guy had game winning hits in extra innings. And back to back games. And that's not easy to do. Yuli had a huge weekend. Yeah, but they don't look like they're back yet. Full. I mean, you got the day off today. You go to Colorado for two. You don't get your DH. You don't have Yordan in the lineup. Still undetermined who's going to throw tomorrow. And then you go to the Angels, who aren't playing bad baseball. You go to the Angels for three, and then you got your All-Star break. No, it doesn't look like they're out of it yet. I mean, it looks like the Yankees and Dodgers are playing above our way. It wouldn't shock me at all if it's a Yankees Dodgers World Series. And I'm not giving up yet, but the Yankees look formidable, boy. They look formidable. Mm-hmm. That lineup and that how Voit didn't make the All-Star game is ridiculous.
Yeah, I was
Jose Abreu made it over him. And the players voted for that. Now, Voit's come out of nowhere. Jose Abreu has been good. I think players, will go with the guy that they recognize. But, there's – what was it? I think there's like 31 first-timers or some stupid number of first-timers that are playing in this game. And but some are veterans. It's not like it's all new guys. Some are veterans, though. But that lineup up and down, you saw in that bandbox. Did you see that stadium in London, how small it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, 17-13
yep.
was the final score. of that first game. So it doesn't look like they're back, but they sure are. At least they swept this weekend. At the very least, they've won five of their last seven now. They've got a 6.5 game lead. You know, it sure would be nice if it was 7, 7.5, 8 at the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. They got 5 games before the All-Star break. You don't want those people thinking that they have any chance whatsoever.
No. You want to smash them. It got down to 3.5.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, what is the world coming to? And then now, so you sweep right now, which helped you just single-handedly, as you mentioned. It's 6.5 right now.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Rangers.
And you play the Rangers coming out of the break.
And so all you want to do is take care of business against the Rangers. I'll tell you what's really cool is that, so where are we with Carlos Correa right now?
Carlos Correa is supposed to be back. He thought he'd be back before the All-Star break, but I think they're going to just say, just get back after the All-Star break and we'll be good. You got the Angels.
You're
going
to see them finally at full steam.
Yeah,
with Yordan, with the fully charged turbo lineup, turbocharged, you know, mega lineup is going to be after the break. We could see it
kind of
directly after the break.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. You've got 7 with Los Angeles and 7 with Texas back to back. You got these last 3 in Los Angeles. Then you go to Texas for 4. Los Angeles. Then you go back to Los Angeles for 4, and then you got Texas here. Then you got the A's. So you have got 17 straight games against the American League West, which you have dominated. But you have to continue. This is going to be where you either pull away or they believe that you're going to that they've got a shot.
Right.
The Astros have a much better team. Astros have a much better team than either of those teams.
Yeah,
but they hadn't played like it. Now, if Altuve is hitting again, you know, with Springer back now full time, Bregman's still not hitting for average.
No,
his OPS is over 900, but he's still not hitting for average. Brantley with Yordan back healthy again.
Yeah, but you don't care if he's hitting for average.
Correa comes back, and hopefully he hits this time when he comes back, as opposed to how he came back last time.
Yeah, but Correa was hitting this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was hitting last year, though, before he got hurt. You remember he was an MVP candidate before he got hurt last year. And then he came back and his swing wasn't even close to that.
Right.
So he was, you know, he's got these long breaks. He may have the kind of swing that he needs to have in a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? And when he gets out of rhythm for a couple of months, like he usually does every season.
I'm not even going to care about it. This lineup's getting so deep right now that it's just a matter of if you get 3 hot at the same time, you're going to beat a ton of teams. You just still have the same concern about pitching. I mean, that's it. You just have the same concern about, because we talked about this before the season started. If Verlander or Cole, you have to have both those guys pitching well. And when they were 2-9, it was when they weren't getting the same amount of, you know, the same consistency from Verlander and Cole. It really is a non-starter. Verlander and Cole have to be good for you to have a chance to win a championship. Then it tells you how important Verlander is then.
Yeah.
Then Verlander can't be off.
This is, they got 13 straight road games right now. 2 in Colorado, 3 in Los Angeles, 4 in Texas, 4 in LA again. That's kind of a 13 straight road games is not ideal. And then they come home for the A's for 3, and then they've got 6 more on the road at St. Louis and at Cleveland. Holy crap. They're playing 19 of 22 games on the road.
Right.
That's a tough stretch.
It's a big series.
Tough stretch, right?
Big series of games coming up, and it'll really tell you about who the Astros are. you come out of that with a winning record and a formidable, and I think not just a winning record. How many did you say? 19
out of 22 on the road. 13 straight.
So if you come out of those 19 with 12-7 mark, I'd say that's pretty skippy. You got some tough games coming up, don't you?
Oh no. Wait. No. 19-25 on the road. 19-25 on the road.
Well, I mean, still, it's 19 and 19 road, 6 home.
Right.
It's still going to be the same challenge for you. That's going to be good. That's why you need Correa back. You need all your lineup at full steam. Altuve, for the first time, not going to be an all-star, which might be nice for Jose Altuve just to kick back and just get some rest. And, of course, he had some rest for a while. But
yeah, you got six all-stars, and one of them's not Altuve. That's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy. If I told you before the year, okay, Altuve, no all-star, Presley all-star. Presley's not even a closer. You know how hard it is to, I mean, you got to be really good. Of course, Will Harris was an all-star one year, and he, you know, he wasn't a closer. But you got to be really, really on point to make an all-star team if you're not a closer or a starter. If you're going to be a setup man, or even with him, sometimes he's setup to setup, although usually now he's become more setup. You've got to really, really be good. And he is. He has been really, really good. And most of the time, the guys who do make the all-star team are really, really good. In that area. Their numbers are really, really good, I should say.
Yeah.
Will Harris was an all-star, John.
Will Harris was an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Max. Max Stassi. Dude, he can't catch a break. He hit a couple of balls hard, and he had nothing to show for it.
Somebody said, doesn't this lineup look like a Larry Durker getaway game lineup?
That's
Stassi, AJ. Straw. He did have a getaway lineup.
No, AJ's famous for it, too. Sunday day game is... I mean, I had an argument on Twitter with a dude who's like, it's just, they should have swept this series, but this is on AJ. He sucks. He never wants to. They lead the league in sweeps, so stop. But AJ does like to put a Sunday lineup together. First of all, you got to get everybody on the field because you can't just, you know, you can't sit a guy for three straight weeks. He's got to play. And secondly, you know, you get a break on a getaway day, on a day game after a Saturday night game, you get a break.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's not just a Larry Durker or AJ thing. That's a lot of managers do that. 843 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on Rockets, on Astros, Texans even?
No. Don't do that. No. Don't say Texans even. There's no Texans.
What thought could you have about the Texans?
What about what general manager they're going to get?
You mean a year from now?
Yeah.
Or maybe less.
Yeah, the day after the draft. Who are they going to get?
Draft, yeah.
Who are they going to get it the day after next year's draft?
Nick Caserio? Is that the guy?
Okay. Well, then that answered that. Never mind. Don't call about the Texans.
Yeah. Isn't that the guy they want?
You just answered.
No. What about who's going to start at DB?
Do you really want to have that conversation?
Already?
Yeah.
You really want to talk about that?
What about backup? What about the nickel?
If you guys
who's
going to
play
about,
the nickel?
You guys want to talk about the secondary, 713-780-37. You know what? Here's what we should do. You guys go ahead and line the calls up. Give John what he wants, and then we'll see what you ask for next time. If you get a board full of Texans calls and they're all talking secondary, we'll see how much you like it. You'll hate it.
I'll love everything about it.
All right, here you go, Texans.
Because I'm trying to get a job over at 610.
713-780-3776.
Trying to tell
you were talking
I can work there
soccer
too.
And Jimmy Butler. That's not going to do it.
I can work there too.
713-780-3776. Line up all the Texans
I like
calls
pretty
you can.
Feet too.
Give John. They don't like that there. Give
they won't
John.
Like that talk, John.
Give John a buffet of Texans calls. All you can eat secondary talk right here on ESPN 97.5. I want to tell you about all you can, a buffet of. Insurance quotes, and that's what they give you. It actually is the case. When you text money to 232323, what they do at TGS is they've got a lot of different insurance sites that they simultaneously have an algorithm. They plug your address into those into their database, and then these companies will all spit out a number for you that this is going to be your rate over 6 months. And then you can decide who you want to go with. Now, you might want to go with best price. You might want to go with a specific company that you want. But they help you find the very best rates. And I know a lot of people out there are just used to paying the same rate for home insurance, for auto insurance. You just stay with the same companies. And what happens is they start to really take advantage of you. You've got to comparison shop. And that's where TGS comes in for you. Text money to 232323 and let them get to work finding you the very best rates. Text money to 232323 and find out how much you could save on your homeowner's insurance within minutes at tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony Desiri.
Tune into The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminex starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. Garrett Cole with 7 solid innings as the Astros beat the Mariners 6-1 at Minute Maid Park. He goes to 8-5, giving up just 1 run with 10 strikeouts. Astros completing the 3-game sweep. They put up 3 runs in the 8th inning. Yordan Alvarez, 2 hits. He drove in 3. Jose Altuve had an RBI off 3 hits, and Jake Mrsnik drove in 2. Rockets have agreed to deals with both Gerald Green and Daniel House, keeping both of them in Houston. House agreeing to a 3-year deal worth just over $11 million. Green stays on a 1-year deal. Houston was expected to meet with free agent guard Jimmy Butler, but he will likely land with the Miami Heat. The Dynamo back on the pitch Wednesday night, taking on the New York Red Bulls, looking to snap a 4-game losing skid. I'm Tony Desiri, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN. All right. I want to apologize. I can't read. So the Astros are home this weekend. But they've got a boatload of road games. And they got a boatload. They've got a bunch of games against the AL West. So this isn't going to be easy. But they go on the road to Colorado. They're back here for the Angels. Then 4 in Los Angeles. Then 4 in Texas. So it's nonstop.
Okay, do you also want to apologize?
Then 4 in Texas and then 4 in Los Angeles. I thought you were apologizing to me. No, I can't read a schedule.
I thought you were apologizing to me. Oh, we got to get your phone calls.
Oh, Texas.
I thought you were apologizing to me. About now that you've seen Superhuman and how you can get caught into that rabbit hole.
How he doesn't have every bone broken is amazing.
This is for jugglers and juggalettes. Hope you like it at home. Don't try this
at home.
Hope you like it at home.
Whoop, whoop. Bleed this shit.
Elbow smash. Whoa. Delete. Control all delete.
Bleep this bleep, I should have said.
Elbow smash on bricks.
Bricks. On toaster.
On microwave.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch. You gotta see this.
You can't
Super
stop.
Human with 2 M's, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can't stop.
You can't stop. Let's get guys in here. They want to talk about the Texans secondary. Who is that? Yuri?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
What's up?
Hi, Yuri.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. Yeah, I couldn't help myself when you guys brought that topic up. So I kind of have a theory on that. So what you can do is, and this is just a theory, so you can send Jadeveon Clowney to the Dallas Cowboys, get Byron Jones, and kind of send them a third-round pick, man. Because right now, they're kind of desperate at that, and I think it's in spot. So I kind of think like that would be a theory.
Byron Jones, they're not going to get rid of Byron Jones.
Well, you get Jadeveon Clowney, you get a pass rusher.
Yeah.
They got Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah, they just paid a bunch of money to Dexter Lawrence. What's that?
The Marcus needs help, man. They don't really have another solid pass rusher.
Yeah, but they're going to have to pay – whoever gets Jadeveon Clowney is going to have to pay him a mega market deal. We'll see if he gets it. Actually, he thinks he's going to get it. We'll see. We'll see if he actually gets it.
Yeah.
But that's the problem.
I like it.
Anybody that wants to, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. I would want something in return. But here's the problem: you may not be able to get draft picks in return because whoever trades for him is going to have to sign him. They're going to do it with the idea that they're going to sign him. So they're basically going to be giving him $100 million deal. And I just don't. And that's the problem: is that diminishes your trade value. But if you go player for player. If you traded for another guy that another team doesn't want to sign or whose contract is coming up, that's where you could make something like that happen. And I can tell you, they were shopping Jadeveon around during draft time. I heard that from 3 different teams said, oh, your team is shopping Clowney. I'm like, really? Which probably on the heels of the Frank Clark deal, that made some sense. You thought maybe they could get in on it. But, of course, nothing happened. But, yeah, I still think Clowney getting traded is a possibility. but it's lingering now. Because, I mean, it's not lingering, it's wavering now, because now you just have to see if you can get him in into camp at all. And my guess is it's going to be pretty hard.
Yeah. We'll see about I would love it. I don't know that it'll ever happen, Yuri. Greg is next. He wants to talk about the Texans. What do you say, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, Granato? Hey, I appreciate you giving the Texans a little shine this morning, first off.
I'm trying to get a job.
Yeah, we got about a month and a half from the funnest time of the year. So I was just curious. We got DeAndre Hopkins out there at wide receiver. Who's going to be your number two in fantasy this year? Is it going to be Fuller or is it going to be Kiki in full PPR format? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
So, you know, Fuller's the easy choice for a lot of people, but Kiki had a billion catches when he was healthy. Like, Kiki was getting ready to take – everyone thought they had a secret weapon once. After the first 2 weeks, they're like, oh, my God, pick up Kiki. And then he got hurt again, of course.
So what so who is
– the PPR stuff is where Kiki could take off. But, man, if Fuller stays healthy, Fuller is going to be a 9-touchdown, 61-catch – you know, 950-yard type. Nah, 61. I mean, his catches are going to be at least 16 and a half. So, yeah, I could see right at 1,000.
I'd take Kiki.
In a PPR over Will Fuller?
Over Will Fuller. Well, which one gets hurt first?
Well, so Kiki, he wasn't injury-prone in college. This is a year where they couldn't get his hamstring right. If he's 100%, it might just be a one-year deal. For Kiki being hurt. Will Fuller is an every-year deal.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to take Kiki. But Tommy. Man,
Fuller scores touchdowns too, by the way.
Yeah. Kiki will too.
Will he?
Yeah.
PPR, sometimes it doesn't matter if you get a
bunch of catches.
And all these sideways passes and pop passes where you throw the little shovel pass, it's technically a pass. I think Kiki would get seven catches a game.
Yeah.
If he gets seven for if he gets in between six and seven – and he gets it for 70 yards a game. That's a 13-point day. That's a 14-point day.
Yeah, you'll take that all day. And Will Fuller, you'll get 20-point days, but then he won't be there for 6 weeks.
Or you also can end up with a 6-point day or a 26-point day. Like, you don't really know as much.
Right. Tommy, let's get him. He wants to talk about our Texans. What do you say, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, Soccer John, Lance the Carpenter, and Delenium? What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Delirium, yeah.
Delenium, yeah. I just want to get in on that Texans talk. It's more of a little poll question I guess we can ask you guys. Who do you think is the Texans' worst DB, Kevin Johnson or Ed Reed? I'll go ahead up and hang up and listen.
Ed Reed.
Ooh. Worst ever?
Well, between those two. Ed Reed barely played and was garbage when he did.
Matt Stevens.
No, that's not the question. You have to answer between Ed Reed.
And Kevin Johnson?
And Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson actually had a decent year his first year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ed Reed was here for five games.
Ed Reed, did he suit out for five?
I think he was here five games.
Let me check.
Pretty sure.
Seven games, five starts.
Yeah. Okay, he started
14
five.
Tackles, two assists. Yep. And
but Kevin Johnson was actually on the field getting beat. So I don't know. Maybe it is Kevin Johnson because he was actually on the field getting beat. Ed Reed said, "You know what? Bleep this bleep."
You're right. He did have one good season though. Kevin Johnson, one decent season.
Yeah.
Kevin Johnson, man, 16 games, 6 games, 12 games, 1 game. Between what, well, you know, this has been something.
There's 12 games, though.
That did get Rick Smith. He's had some great first rounders, but man, Kevin Johnson and Will Fuller just can't stay on the field.
Nope. All right. Raheel joins us on the other side. Right now, it's time to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy that you can do it in your underwear. John Clay Wolf joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
What a beautiful lead in, man.
How about
you're
that?
You're a real pro.
What about that? What about that? You're damn right I am. How was your show this weekend?
It was fun. We didn't get in any trouble that we've heard of yet, but it's early. We typically get the programming director calls about 2 o'clock on Monday from whatever market where I'm sure we said something about Caitlyn Jenner or something that offended someone. You know, it's just one of those Hey, I was thinking about, you know, I don't know why I thought about you with this, but on American Airlines, I'm going to Florida next week and taking a little vacation with the wife to the Keys. And we bought a ticket, an airline ticket, and they make you pick male and female. You know, are you a male? Are you a female? And if you're a transgender or you identified yourself as a dog, why is that not a problem with everybody? Why is that not politically incorrect to ask a person if they're male or female?
I don't know why you thought of me on that one. Okay, I'm not sure at all why I was dragged into that. But I do know this: if you want to sell your car, then you're the guy that'll buy it. Am I right?
Yes. If we won't ask if it's a stick shift or an automatic. We'll just put on our blinders and just take it however it is.
That's kind of an important question, but you're right. Is it Is it a car that you want to buy? That's the question. Hey, if you're looking to sell your car, why would they sell it to the dealership? Why would they sell it to CarMax when you're going to give them more?
No, there's no question. If we don't beat your CarMax offer, we will send you a check for $100. I call that the Payola payoff scam, where I'm paying you $100 since it's your car to take last look at your best offer. You know, we were doing it in the wholesale business for years, business to business, so I brought it to the public. Hey, instead of paying these used car managers off to buy these cars, why don't we just pay the customers off? We'll give you $100 to give us last look. Because when they get into shopping mode and they go see this guy and this guy and this guy and they're all ready to go, give us last look. If we don't beat it, we'll send you a check for $100.
Give me the VIN. Okay, that's a 3-minute commercial. Give me the VIN.com. That's give me the VIN.com.